Okay, we are continuing our Shu'ur Monotot Chaim. We are on page Daf Yud. And Daf Yud Aleph on the base. And in the Matok Midrash print, it is Daf Kuf Tzadik Gimel. In the middle of Sha'a Nikudim, Perek Ches. And it starts off, V'nalzo le'inan rishon. We're going to start, we've done a little bit of this already, but it's kedai to go through it again. We spoke about Pitumah Ketoret, we spoke about the Ana B'Koach. Again, all Agav Inyonim, very, very important, but Agav Inyonim, to really, the subject at hand here is the Nefila of, and the Shvira of, the Achorayim of Abba V'Ima, which is, in other words, Chochma V'Bina. They got affected, Adi the Shvira, and we'll be discussing, it's a bit of a complicated, more of a technical Shvira today, but Yesoidis will take with us for the rest of Et Chaim, also Chaim that we're learning here, and we're going to be learning Poshut Yesoidis of Halbosha, which, if you get clear, like I mentioned to you before, if you get clear with these Musagim, you can just fly through Etz Chaim. This is where it gets complicated, when the Halbosha, we'll see that Arizal is sort of, is going to change the perspective. This is a very good example, what I was telling you in the Domashul, that the Arizal, the most complicated part is to figure out where is he coming from. Where is he looking at? He's looking at me, mala lemata, me lemata lemata, yemin u small. And in this parak, he takes us spinning around 360 in all different directions. Lifnei tikkun, acher tikkun, where the habosha is there, where the habosha is here. It's a bit of a sipple here in the mefarshim. Start asking all different types of kashas here, because what is he talking about? He started talking about before tikkun, now he's talking about acher tikkun. He's talking about the kelim. Is he talking about the oils? What's going on? All of them, very Labor Day, Baruch Hashem, and we'll see how clear. I think the easiest what we'll do now is that we're going to draw the shir, today's shir, on the board. We're going to draw the entire shir that we can see it in front of us, and then we'll speak it out, pointing out, because I think that's the way I did it to learn the parak, and I think that way we can get clear. Okay, so let's start drawing the habosha that we'll see in this Perek Ches in the Sha'a Nekudim. It's not very long, the difficult parts. After that, he just speaks about the Psukim, how do you see the remnants of Abba V'Ima in the Parshas Vayishlach. Okay, so let's split this board into three Cholokim. So Hashem, hopefully, Nasir and Tzviach. Three Cholokim. Okay, we're going to call this Lifnei Tikkun, and then Acher Tikkun.
The middle one's Tikkun.
That's right. Lifnei Tikkun, all right.
No. Acher Tikkun.
Tikkun.
No, so what's the third one?
It's also Acher Tikkun.
Acher
Tikkun.
So what's the difference?
There's a Tikkun. It's all saying tikkun, but it depends on what we're talking about. Let's write tikkun the Abba V'Ima. Okay? The Abba V'Ima. So let's start the story now. So once upon a time, you had what's called Abba V'Ima. Okay? You had a Abba V'Ima. Abba and Ima, which otherwise are known as Chochma V'Bina. Remember, we're talking about the Nikudos, which is coming up in the Nida Ak. There were Etzem Nikudos. Keser came out, Chochma came out, Bina that came out. And here they are, they came out, Abba V'Ima, which is Chochma V'Bina, they came out. Then we're going to find the Zayin Malachim. Let's take it slowly. Okay. Now,
The truth of the matter is, you can add what the Rav calls Yisod Saba, and Tuvuna.
So we'll sort of change the names
to Abba Ila'in and Ima Ila'in.
Okay, that means we had before Abba V'Ima, but now we're going to split into four boxes. That same Abba V'Ima now turns into Abba V'Ima Ila'in Yasut and Ima Ila'in V'Tvuna. Okay, we just split this box. Now we made it into four. It's the same box. We just made it into four.
But there's a difference between the black and the red.
Yeah, one's the top, one's the bottom.
When you tackle it.
What? It was always there.
I always did this.
It was
just didn't speak because
it didn't come out bigulu, right?
Ah.
So it's there again.
One of the sticky parts
about Kabbalah is that you have to know everything before you know anything.
No, but it's a different key.
There's no mukta mumucha by Kabbalah. You can't say what happened first.
Listen, listen, aches.
All right. So you obviously know that I'm not speaking.
But I mean, when you say listen to Kud, you mean mamash at the beginning, or it's already a certain stage in the.
The defining line is before Shvira and after Shvira.
Okay.
That's what we call tikkun. And achetim. That's the shvach that the mafashim use. Okay, and then you have chokhma and yad bina. What's after that?
Then you have that chesed, gevura, tiferet, netzach, hod, yesod. And finally, you have Malchus.
All b'chad samcha. We know what that means. That is what the Rav called the Shus Rabim, meaning that all of them were all in one line. They're all trying to recover the ore for themselves, and that's why they broke, because they weren't the Miskala. They weren't in the triads.
Are they linked to the red and the black?
Are they linked? Everything is linked, right? It's all. But akudim, right? And when we did the Shah akudim, we saw that this is all one keli, right? But now they're coming out individual. But of course, they're all interlinked. But they're not working together per se. Now, that's the way it looked lifnei tikkun. So let's go through the scenario here. Now we have to understand all this area from here until here, right, is what we call Olam Atzilut. Olam Atzilut, or what will be the Olam Atzilut. That's all that Mokam Atzilut over here. That's just right. That's confusing. Okay? Now, we're going to find now that the all comes out from the Pidak and goes into Chokhmah. Chokhmah manages to hold the light, but it shivers, and there's a Shvira in the Achorayim, the Abba. Abba, again, which is Chokhmah, passes over the light to Ima. Ima holds the light, fine, but she also gets affected and her Achorayim drop. Okay, due to that, they now drop, fall. There's an afila, which is going to take them. They don't fall in Rebliya.
Yeah.
They only fall again to Tzilut.
Sofa Tzilut.
They're going to fall here. Okay, so here's your box. Here's your box.
Achorayim.
My number's right. No,
that's
wrong.
Right.
Okay. Now, that's the Achorayim, correct. This is the Achorayim. This is what we call the Achorai. Okay, so this is going to be the Abba, and this is going to be the Ima. Ila'in. Ila'in. Again, the Achorai, correct. The light then shifts down a bit further down into Abba v'Ima, which in the subcategories which we call Yisrael, Saba, v'Tfuna, and they're going to fall down a bit further down. They're going to fall down all the way down. Oops. Let's navigate here into this area over here.
The Tilin Atzilus.
Tilin Atzilus. Correct. Always in Atzilus. Abba v'Ima never fall into the Achoran. There is a chilek taket that do go down, but we're not speaking about that chilek right now. We're talking about the more standard chalokim of Abba v'Ima, the Achoran. They fall down still into Atzilus, but all the way down to the mokum where Malchut is. Now, as we spoke earlier on, we know how this happens because there is a split over here. In the Zayin Tachtonim, that in here is going to be a split, because we know that the light goes weiter into Das, breaks into Chesed, breaks into Gvur, breaks, and then in the Shlish Elyon, when the Or finally goes to the Shlish Elyon, then that affects over here, and they drop down to that area. When the Or goes weiter, the Shlish Tachton, Shlish Amtsoi, Shlish Tachton, Shetifere, and then into the Netzah Hod, Yesod, when they finally hit the Malchus, that is the Gram, the Gorem, which Gorem, the Yasus, Yisro Saba, the Tfuna, to fall over here. Yisro Saba, Tfuna.
Before they hit the Malchus or after they hit the Malchus?
Malchus is the Gram.
Shvira Saba, Shemin.
And you created a sphere, sphere between Yisod and Malchus, yeah?
Excuse me?
Your blue dotted line is between Yisod and Malchus.
Why is that? What's that dotted line? That's to show you the difference between the Gorem for the Achoran, the Abba v'Ima, was Shlish Tiferet Elyon. Once the Or passed down and this broke, then this came down. Then the Or passed down. When this broke, that affected that to come down again.
When the Yisod broke, or when the Malchus broke?
When the Malchus broke, that was the Gram, that was the Gorem, and therefore the Achoraim, because this was all holding up the Achoraim of Yisod Saba. This Chelik was holding up the Achoraim between Abba v'Ima. Not between, but actually each one had their own Achoraim. Then when they felt this was the basis, this was the koach that they had to keep them up, once they fell, the Achoraim fell, and they had no more koach, they fell down, the Achoraim. Yeah. Achatikun, we find that this becomes the vak, chesed, gevura, Gevura and Chief Eret takes up the whole Mokum, where all the Zayim Sfarim, all the Zayim Malachim were, became here after Tikkun. And the Netzach Hod Yesod, Netzach Hod, and then Yesod. That's how you saw it came down where the Malchut was originally. So that's the way it looked after Tikkun, and this is where it looks before Tikkun. Notice again that this is Pachat Samcha. After Tikkun, they learned the mistake that nobody can chop the oil for themselves, like they originally thought. Each Melech, the Mefarshim explained, had Kavona, that I can hold the oil for themselves. Then the chat, no, we have to do it in a triad. We have to balance out the miskala in a scale, and therefore we can get it. Is it clear? You see the haboshet going on here. The haboshet meaning is that when these kelim came down, when these kelim come down, they're not only there again. So let me just draw it correctly. So they're all the way down to here, right? All the way down to this area. That includes that mokum where, because all this broke now, right? So let's draw that as well. Let's draw that as well. Well, let's make it even better than this. Let's call this. This is Bia. Can we see that? Okay? This over here is Bria Tziasia. They all, when they break, they all go down into Bia. Then the same thing, the same story over here. They all go into Bia. So the red arrows represents when this, they affected this area, and when these fell, they affected this Achoran. So you see the Shakshas of the body. But look, this is the important part. When Abav Ima fell, we're talking the Achoran, the cave in the Achoran fell down to this Mokum. Like I was Matim, every picture is betachlis incorrect. It's impossible to draw a perfect picture. Impossible. I don't want to hear any ties. This is a halbosha of the all. This all here, when it breaks, it goes into these kelim. This breaks, it goes here because it finds. Okay, when the all passes through, I should actually say this the other way around. When the all of Tiferet breaks, all the all. Which was in Tifer, meaning the Og Netzach, the Og Hod, the Od of Yisod, all that Or which was here and it broke.
It broke the Kli, mean?
When the Tiferes broke, Tiferes, the clear Tiferes broke. All the Or Shebetocha Tiferes, which is the Or of Netzach, the Or of Hod, the Or Yisod, all of Mahod, which was all there, now broke, it goes into here. It goes into the Achoraim, the Kilim, the Achoraim, the Avavima. Why? Because they need some shelter.
But that's only when Malchus broke, not before.
No.
Because if the Or of Tad goes in the Kilim,
when this
Achoraim,
broke, when this
so
when broke,
it's a break.
When this broke, Tiferet broke, Achoraim fell.
Yeah, but then the Or of Tiferet didn't go to the Kli Achoraim now.
The Or of Tiferet went up.
Where?
It wasn't there yet. This wasn't there.
Yeah, so it went up, and then the Achoraim went.
Then Achoraim came down, and then when the oil is coming here, right, it takes shelter here. It takes shelter into, again, this is there. This is the same place. Again, I can't, it's impossible to draw the halbosha.
Yeah.
But just imagine this is in the same mokum. So before it gets into here, it's into this keli, it's malbish into this keli of Abba Ve'ima before it gets into its keli. The Haino, this is the levush into the keli. It fits in. So you have all levush and netzach as a keli.
Yeah, why netzach is breaking, I don't understand.
Because all the oil which was there is coming down. The netzach oil.
So it didn't go to Achoraim yet. Only when it finished, it went to Malchus and it broke Malchus. Then doesn't have anything to be there. Then it takes shelter into Achoraim de Abavima.
Okay, are you telling me or are you asking me?
I'm asking. Is it what you say?
No, 100% no.
So what do you say?
Listen to. I'm saying things very clear. I think I'm saying it clear.
Yeah.
You have Tiferet, which is split into three parkim, right? Perek Elyon, and then the Shtei Shlish Tachton. Perek Elyon breaks. What's in the Perigel? What's in the Tiferet? The Tiferet has the all Tiferet, has the all Netzach, has the all Hod, has the all Yisod, and all that's in Tiferet. When that breaks.
But it's Netzach which is breaking.
One sec, I'm back up. I'm back in Tiferet now.
Okay.
The all comes from Gvur into Tiferet. Tiferet breaks. Now, what happened? A few things happen here. First thing is that this breaks, so the all of Shish Elyon Tiferet goes up. Gone. Okay, now, second thing is, this is a gram. Remember, we said this is golem This is Golem. Let's maybe circle it. I don't want to make it too confusing. This is Golem that the Achoraim Abba Imim should go down here. Okay.
Why there rather than the Eloi, by the way? Why into the Achoraim and not into the Eloi?
I didn't catch the question. Why the Achoraim?
Why across from up?
Again, these pictures are not the characteristic curve. These should be here. But if I put this and that, you'll see nothing, right? So you have to imagine that the Halbosha here, they fell in this Mokum. This is Kenegi this. This is one on top of the other. Alright? This is Malbish, this is that area over
the
here.
The oil of the. The oil.
Okay? This is the Kenegi, this is the O. Yeah. So this breaks the Achoraim come down. Then when the O passes down now to Shtei Shlish.
Tachton.
What or again or netzad or hold it's about that it breaks now as it's going to netzach it bumps into this you have the achoraim there now
yeah
it goes into the achoraim and then goes into the netzach
yeah but then why hold will break if the or goes into the achoraim why all this sudden machut will break they got the shelter already
it's not good enough
well achoraim is good enough for the or of das chesed gevurah achoraim de abba ve'ima
what do you mean. No, I mean, this wasn't here when this broke.
Yeah, I understand. Right. But now, when the tat, when the shtishlish tachton of tat broke, then it's goyrem the achoraim to go
down.
Yeah. And now the or of netach od yisod malchut will go in the achoraim at this stage.
That's right.
So why od will break? Why the kli of od will break?
Because it's not strong enough.
What is not strong enough?
The kli of netzach hold yisod malchut.
So the kli of achoraim should break, not the kli of or. If you see that the or goes in achoraim at this stage,
it also breaks.
Ah yeah.
Okay. So a chelik of it breaks and a chelik stays there. A chelik taket goes down to bia.
A chelik of achoraim de'aba.
Go into bia. Yeah. Okay. And that's part of the man. We'll see that later on. That's the aliyas man. That's what we're mali man. We're mali also the achoraim de'aba bia and a chelik. But I'm not talking about that yet. Let's not talk about. So are we getting the practicalities here? What's going on here? Therefore, netzah, the field breaks, all the oil is about to go into netzah, it bumps into this, which is over here. Nevertheless, says the Rab, it still wasn't enough to say. We'll see, there is enough kamina though. There is enough kamina. There's a less of a shvira. There's a less enough kamina will be the Gabi al-Chassadim will speak about
it. Because of that, because of the clear.
They softened the blow, yeah. But they still broke. Same thing happens over here when the all goes out. The all, which is in netzah, which is hod yisod malchut, which is about to go to hod, goes into the achoraim first, then goes into hod. Afa pi kein breaks, continues all the way down. Then you get the malchus. When that breaks, all the all, which is there's no other all because all the other all flew out. There's only all malchus, and that was a chiddush. Even though malchus is only mekabel its own all, after pikein it was still 2 weeks. That's why it's called nikudim. It's premature nikud. It breaks. Itaka breaks. What happens? This golem, the achoraim. This was supporting. There was the last niche, the last stitch in the achoraim, the abba, the yasut. It broke and fell down all the way down to the mokum of malchus over here.
What's the difference between the sphere in the Tiferes and the sphere in the Netzach?
The only difference is that Tiferes is Gorim, that the Achoraim of Abba Vima should fall.
Which wouldn't have happened, which didn't happen in Gvura and wouldn't have happened in Netzach. There's something unique in Tiferes which causes that.
Tiferes was the last niche, last stitch in the pillars which was holding up the Achoraim of Abba Vima. As we explained, there's a halbosha. When you see the picture, you understand what that means. It's not stam a segula a chok. You see the way it works in halbosha. I showed you a picture. You refer back to shir number 38b. Right. We can't go through everything again. We'll be in for a favor. Okay. So we see the process. So we see the halbosha here. Okay. And we'll also see now achetiku what the halbosha will look like. The Achoraim fell in the Mokum of Chagas of Acher Tikun, and Yasut fell in the Mokum of the Nahi, or the Mokum of Malchus. Nahi Malchus anonymous of Zah.
But this stage Achoraim and Israel Tzevut Achoraim went back. They went back up.
Not the Rebekah.
Don't have the clean.
They came back up.
Yeah.
And they came up from the, maybe I should write that.
You don't have the Achoraim here. Yeah, yeah.
They all came back up into that, back into Atzilus, from Avir back into Atzilus.
And and now the Achoraim are back up as well.
No. No. This is where they were, and this is the position. There was nothing here, right? They came up and joined them.
The Achara Tikkun, you got everything here.
Yeah. In that stage, you're right. After Tikkun Legamre, then everything goes back to its position originally.
But there is a Zman the Tikkun that you got only the Chesed Gevura at this place and Achoraim as well at the same place.
Yeah. This is what the Kam Shlom explains, that it was Taki B'mokum B'chagat, the Achoraim fell B'mokum B'chagat Achara Tikkun. And the Yasud fell b'mokum achar tikkun shel
ha'nachi. But he's talking about lifnei tikkun.
No, achar tikkun.
No. The achoraim is lifnei tikkun.
Achoraim
is here. Is
took out lifnei tikkun. They took out all zayin malachim.
Yeah, and that's the place.
Chagat nahi.
Yeah.
Achar tikkun. They only take the mokum of chagat.
Ah, okay.
Do you see the picture? Is that clear enough?
No, it's very good. Yeah. So it's Achara Tikkun, you've got Chesed Gevurah Tat and Achoraim in the same place.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
They grew, right? They took out, they stretched out their legs and they took out, come out all Ad Kakois Dasilus. They spread themselves out. Before they were way up and they didn't really get to the bottom.
And the second Tikkun will be to bring back Achoraim.
That's our job. Alidei Halas Biurim, Alidei Torah Mitzvah Ma'asim Torah, and there we, and the Limud of course of Kabbalah, that's Ma'alid and Itzus is all the way back, and that's Misak and everything. And the part, what do we do when we do Torah Ma'asim Torah and all these things? We're Ma'aliman. What's Ma'im Nukvim? What is that? Part of the Maim Nukvim, that we're Mali, we're Misakin these Birurim, we haven't really spoken what Birurim are, but part and parcel of this Aliyah, bringing it back to Tzmokum, is the Achoraim Abel Ima. And that's part and goof of the Tikkun.
Because they are already, Chesed Gevurah Tiferet are Bimkumam Be'etem.
Sorry?
Achar Tikkun Beza, they are already in their place. So we can't be Mitakin them anymore. That's what you mean to say?
No, we're misaken. If calls when we're here, we're busy misakening things, right?
Yeah, sure. But
so even though they're here, but the Berurim are still here, part these Shvira Kelim are still here, we're still mali them. It's still, you know, another brick. This is sort of the shell, but we're constantly building up everything.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we see that Achar Tikkun, that Zah, more or less, the Chagat Zah takes on this mokum of Abba V'ima, and Malchus will take on the Haboshel of the Yasud.
Nahi.
Well, Nahi is always the beginning of the next Pasuk. And then what's the beginning of the next Pasuk? It's the Malchus. Right?
It's in two.
Well,
you said it's the beginning.
You'll get new.
I mean, it's the past of the old and the beginning of the past of the new?
Right.
So it's over
the new past will base itself around and use those kalim to build itself up.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see that inside. Okay. V'nalzo le'inim rishon. Kihine. Ad asher lo met shlish tiferet. That means shlish tiferet elyon. Let me just point at it. So over here we have shlish elyon tiferet over here. Until that didn't break, Abba Ve'imu was still in place. Adayim lo nigmor yiridas v'nifilas ahurai Abba Ve'imu legambre. V'kasher hayu malochim ha'ilu nechnosim v'keilim shelahem hayu migulim all gadol. That means when the awe was passing from Chokhma to Bina, as it was passing, the awe was goloi. There was goloi. We'll see the difference between goloi and mechusim in a minute. Aval acher shemeis shlish elyon shetiferet. As noflu sham achoraim shel Abba ve'ima. V'hine kasher yotzu shal orot hanish orim kedei likanis bekelim shelahem hayu malbishim be'ele achorayim shenoflo v'nisharu be'atzilo kenizke le'el ba'yotzim ha'malochim ha'acharonim meluvashim be'achorei abba ve'ima. So that's what's happening here. When this fell, when the awe is coming into Netzach, it's going in first into the Akeli and the Achrad, which is now falling down here. Right? Actually, it should be more Meduik, Taka. It's not really Meduik, actually. This picture will come up. What is really happening is that these Kelim are actually, maybe I should have made it a bit more clear, should actually be here in this position, which is Keneged, the Netzach. You saw this. These Achorayim is actually here. So when the all goes, it goes via these first, which are over here. Okay. So let's continue. That's one thing. That's what we call a Levush. Therefore, the all is first going to go into a Levush called the Achorayim, the Abba of the Ima. Then the Mach meets himself into the Nahi of the Zayin Malach, and the Netzach of Yisod the Mach. וזה נישא להם תמיד עד שיכולו כל הבירורים לצאת עד לעתיד לבוא במהרה בימינו. Now, meaning that every time we do a birur, that means aliyas man. Let's just read the next line, we'll get a bit clearer. וזהו סוד aliyas maim nukvim שמעלים זון אל אבא ואימא. והוא מסוד אלו אחוריים של אבא ואימא שיורדו של שם למטה באצילות עצמו כנזכר אשר לוקחו מהם. עליאס מן, as we call it, or הלוס מים נוקבים, is any time we do תורם, לימוד תורה, מייסים תויבים, all these things תקו מלי דה אחוריים דה אבא ואימא, back to אבא ואימא, because we want them to מזווק. In order for them to mezavik, then you the achorayim. Once the achorayim, they turn panim v'panim. Once they turn panim v'panim, then the mashpia, then they make mezavik, and there the mashpia on us vayter. And that's why that's part and parcel of the aliyas man. Okay, and until we don't see Mashiach, we know that we still haven't finished being male these achorayim v'al
v'ima. I don't understand. If it's only achorayim, how can you get panim v'panim? When the Achoraim are in Shvira, the panim didn't break.
It broke a bissel, as we'll see later on. It broke a little bit. We don't call it like that, but there is a bissel of a Shvira there.
And now the Achoraim, kilo Achoraim da'ava v'chem de'ema omdim achor be'achor.
Ve'ach ve'ach, yeah.
Ach ve'ach. And what else? There is no panim kilo.
What? No, the Ach Ba'ach, and they of course have the Pani. What's the Pani?
The Pani
didn't
break. The Pani marked till Limala. You don't see any kikul in the Pani Lechora.
We'll see later on. Let's get from the Pani. Yeah. Okay. Vehine.
Lifna Tikun, the Abba Vima were Oymed Pani Mepanim or Ach Ba'ach?
They were Pani Mepanim. They were Pani Mepanim. Originally, they were Ach Ba'ach. Originally, Ach Ba'ach. And then there was a Shvira. And that Shvira, the story was is that there was a zivug, there was a zivug minu be, an alchampi. That was moilid abba ve'ima ach ponim beponim, and then take they turned ach ba'ach because there was no bonim. Once there was havloda of the zayim tachtonim, then they were mamid back abba ve'ima ponim beponim, but once the zayim malachim died, then they turned ach ba'ach again. V'hine nimtze she'elu orot shemina chaze ve'lemata by mechusim v'kva yedata ki ta'alamot ha'or v'kisoy hu metzius tikuno ki aride kach yesh koach v'keil lisbor ol yoto ba'meluva. Minachaz, what does mean mechaza? Mechaza means, again, you split Tiferet into three parts. The Tiferet Elyon is part of the chaza. Mechazel lemate shtei tiferes shtei tachtonim of tiferes lemate. That is where the line is. That is the be'erza. That is the chazer. So michaza lemate. All of these are mechuse. And again, the all of the abba ve'ima. They are mechuse. But again, they broke. So ma nafkamina. We'll see in a minute what is nafkamina. And again, every time you have an oil mechuse, says the Ariza, the big yisod is called tikkun. Again, why is it tikkun? Why is it taki tikkun? Manaf kamina. Tikkun means pshat is that tafkid is that in order for the tachtonim to mekabel oil. If there's no halbosha in the oil, that means there's no keli which captures the oil. There's no way the tachtonim can mekabel the oil bechlam. Has to stop there. Anyway, you need a halbosha of the oil in order to memayit the oil in order for the tachton and the kabbal. That's called tikkun. That's called tafkid and tachlis. Right. The inke lo yishavim shvil as a kelim shemin achaze v'lemata shem shnei shlishim v'tatayim v'tiferim v'nisar hod yisod u'malchot l'shvil as kelim shel dat v'chesed v'gol shlish elyon shel tiferet. So again, the Ariza explained there's a difference between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. There's a much greater Shvira here than there was here, again, because they had a Halbosha. But again, Ma Nafkamina. Since the Tachtonim broke anyways, what was the great Mila? Oh, he was going to tell us the reason. The reason was, now we're talking about Achet Tikkun. The Bo Lehefer. Ki mishnei shlish tiferet ulemata hayorota v'chasadim shebahem migulot keniskar likaman v'ze lefish yesh bahem yecholet likavlam shelo al yedei masa chabina v'lefish shelo hayta shvirotam gedola. That's why they can mekabel directly from Ima, all the chasadim. Aval elyonot shehem reishet zad chaze. Both stumim umiluvashim toch masach habina shu yesod shela kenoda. Vezu lefi shebetchilat hayu megulot v'aita shvirat megedola. So what is he saying over here? Ma nafkamina? Nafkamina would be achatikun. Because I gound that the shnei shlish tachtonim, the shnei shlish tachtonim taka broke, but they broke with levushim. And then achet tikkun, when we're maliman and all these burim, all these spheres come back up, and we're getting to the process of haloda, of za, ima now, which is the ima, which is moilid za, is mashpi on za. How she's mashpi on za? She's mashpi al zechasodim. Za takes the chasodim, and ima takes, and nuk takes the gevuros. It's called chug. Yispash to samochim. Yispash to samochim happens where? From yesod the ima. Yesod the ima at the halbosha is where the das, where the chazer of za is. Where the chazer za. Her netzach of yesod, again, the nahi of the ima, builds za. All his esekelim will be built on the three chalokim of netzach. His chachan, let's put it in this way, the chachan of Zah will be built on the three chalokim, perek elyon, perek emtsoi, perek tachton, and the netzah. The baga of Zah will be built on the chelek elyon, chelek emtsoi, chelek tachton, the hod, the ima, and then again, perek elyon and perek tachton, there's only two pachakim in ima, we'll build up the dat and the tiferet elyon of Zah. That's about it. The chasadim come via the yesod of ima. The chasadim are maim shmegadlim et ilan. That is where he gets his nourishment. His koach is through these chasadim. He needs chasadim in order to live. Those chasadim will come in initially into the chabad chagat tiferet elyon mechuse. Into Zah,
yeah.
But they always call me Elyon Mitachton.
They would be Mechuse.
So the Mechuse,
because
the Chasadim, the Yesodim are holding these in the Yesodim is holding the Chasadim, and the Mechuse in a Masach, in a masach, in a sort of a veil, and are not easily accessible. Mashe eke mitiferet elyon mitif shnei shlish tiferet tachton shulza, and the netzach of yisodiza they get chasodim migulim. Migulim, because her yisod stops at the tachton tiferet elyon za. Right, her yisod stops here. From mikan lehabo, the chasodim will come out, but without the masach. Why? Olam hafuch. How can it be that these don't need a masach and these need a netzach? Why? Because b'shas shvira, these had and receive achorayim de abavim levushim. They didn't get the levushim, therefore they can't take a direct hit from the chasodim of ima. Vashenkein, the tanhi Amza can take a direct hit. Achetikun from the chasodim meima coming down.
What do you say? How you said finish at the shlish?
Shlish elyon eza.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You want to draw for it?
Huh?
Do you understand the abosha? Do you see the abosha?
I know. This abosha, I don't see it. Okay. I should see it here.
No, no, not here. Okay. So maybe I'll draw it for you.
Well, because we spoke about the ima, which is still bimkoim, or no?
The ima, we're talking about achatikun. We're talking achatikun now. It's a completely different. So now we have ima. So we have. Let's talk about the netzach, right? Netzach, hot. So here you have aleph, beis, and then gimel of netzach. Aleph, Chelik Beis, Chelik Gimel, of Netzach. Okay? Now, let's just, without getting too complicated here, Zah is Malbish on her. So he's Chacham, Chochma, Chesed, and Netzach. Is Malbish on here? Okay, that's Habasha.
Sorry, Netzach and Od of what?
This is Ima.
Oh.
Is that right? This is
right.
This is Ima.
Yeah. But when that happened?
Doesn't matter when it happened. This is the picture Achatikum. This is always the same picture. It doesn't matter when we speak about Abba Ima Liza or Abba Ima or Achampi. It's always the same picture. Always the Netzach or Yisod.
You see that the Ima is now nourishing the Za.
Yeah.
And creating the Klei Za went back up. So there is a riga that Ima is nourishing.
What's it again? I didn't hear what you said.
So, Bizmana Kilkul.
Yeah.
You've got the Ima at a certain place and the Kelim Shvurim in the Bria.
Yeah.
Now there is a connection now between the two which create the Aliyah B'Chazara.
What do you mean the correction? We make it go up.
Whatever, yeah.
Right.
No, we create Maim Nukvim and then you need from Ima to them to bring them up. No? That's not what you say.
Say again, you need what? Again, okay, we're Malim Man,
yeah.
All these Birurim go up to Zah.
Yeah. Okay. And they would push the Zah up?
No, and then Zah's Maleman.
Oh, to Ima.
To Ima.
And then the Ima giving
is
back.
Mashpia
to Zah. And Male back Zah up in Atzilut.
These are the Shiva Kelim. You take. We haven't learned that, but it's not really a sugya. You male the Shiva Kelim up. The Shiva Kelim of Zah, you bring it back up.
That's the tikkun, or that's not the tikkun?
That's tikkun.
That's
yeah.
A tikkun.
That's a chelik of the tikkun.
Yeah, okay.
It's not mixed up. Let's just netzach from that.
Yeah.
Netzach. We're talking about a completely different sugya. We're just showing the nafka mina between when was the Shas Shvira, that the Tanhi received the Levush. And the chokhmah and the bina and the chesed gvur tiferet elyon did not receive a levush.
Yeah.
Malaf kamir, anyways, all of them broke. The nafkum min will be later on. Yeah, we're going to have a habosha between zad, will be malbish on ima. And this is what's going to happen. Let's continue the story. So you have baga, bina, gura. Bina, gura, and hot. So let's make that disappear. Okay. And this is za. Za, which is malbish on the Yisraelitim. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The malbish of these cholakim over here. Okay. Now her yisod comes down as well. Okay. Her yisod is sod aleph and yisod Abba has three cholakim to yisod. Ima has two cholakim to yisod. Where's the habosha here? So you have das and tif eret. So tif eret elyon will get this halbosha, and das will get this halbosha over here. Okay? The chasodim are here. Let's see. I'm not going to. These are the chasodim. Let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These are chasodim, let's say. Okay, they're all in a mechutzedike oifen, they're all in a masach. They're all receiving, let's say all over the place, okay, just to make it a thing, right? The chasodim are here in a masach, and they're not able to get out and affect the spheres of za properly. Okay? Now, one second. What? Bina gvua tiferet yisod yisod dat, right, tiferet. Okay, so now we have
that's al bosh achar tikun.
You see what's it gimel kavim,
yeah, sure.
Okay, the nitzach hot yesod.
Who's that?
This is a. But I can't be in a second. Where have I gone wrong here? Bina is on. Yeah, sorry. This was overshot. Okay. So this chelik over here should not be. It's true. The chelikim will be yesod. Let's just stretch out the picture a bit more. So let's maybe do it like this. Okay, so this is the Netzach. This is the Hod. And this is the Yesod. There's no Al-Bosha in the Yesod, you see. There's only Al-Bosha as far as the Perek Tavton of Hod. Perek Tavton of Gur. There's only Habosha there, but Yesod, there's no Habosha.
What is Habosha?
The Habosha is of the Perek Tavton of Habosha.
We don't need. Since the last Shvira was already the old Achoraim, the Abba Veima, so they did not have a big Shvira.
Okay, but the Metzius is that they have Habosha. Of course. They come down. The only thing is that this doesn't have a bosha because she can't be malbishit. But then the kud is over here is that these chasodim now come down because the chasodim are mispashit. The mispashit here below masach. There's no masach.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
They go directly. Ahagam. The mefashim ask. Actually, the Arizal asked himself. Over here, there is a halbosha here. So these chasadim are stuck into the masach. Mm-hmm. They're also stuck in the masach. This is the only area shnei tif eretz
and
you saw it. There's no masach, right? So what happened here is that there's a hakoh, says Arizal. These chasadim hit with these chasadim and they come out.
What for?
What for? Because these are the chassadim which are affecting Hod. They come out and they help Hod in some way. Hod and Netzach and obviously they come out of the Habosha and that was going to help the seals. That is the nafka mina between the Habosha that they receive lifnei tikkun. That was the mila of that Habosha. That kisoy all that they got from the Achuraim, Abba Be'ima, the Tanhi, it helped them out later on, Achatikun, that they would be able to receive the Chasodim directly without any Masach, as opposed to over here, the Chasodim in the high seals had to receive it B'derech Kisoy. Okay, so let's read that inside again. And I think we're going to have to stop here, because we run out of time. Let's just read one more line. V'af pi shenetzach v'hod mechusim stumim. That's the cash over here. Adam mechusim stumim. Im kol ze ha'gizbaya b'mokim shachasadim makim b'hem. V'orem yotzim lechutz. And therefore, take netzach v'hod take did have an all from these chasadim megulim. Okay, so we're gonna have to stop there and continue next time.
Yeah.